Today is Friday, November 27th, 2015, and I am talking with Harry Campert.
Okay, so I guess we'll start. How long have you lived in Barrington?
Ever since I was a child. My dad was born in Barrington.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Minnesota to get a bride.
Oh.
And he got in trouble up there. And got married anyway. That's my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
And he lived halfway up 59.
Mm-hmm.
That's his house. A girl painted.
Oh. Right there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And it was ramshackle then because of Edders. Do you know Edders?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah. It's an Edders family lived on the corner here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the last to live in it. When they moved out, they had their offices in there, their construction outfit. And when they moved out, then the Vandals moved in. So it's kind of fallen down. You know Judge Parker
in the
paper?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Harold Ladue was the artist on that. And not recently, I think he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a wonderful cartoonist. And he knew the cartoonists around here.
So he made this for you? He made this for you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it says up on top here, I think.
Yep, right there. That's really cute. Yeah,
he was so particular with his drawings. Every little detail, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. I used to take him flying.
Uh-huh.
I had an airplane and I took him flying.
Oh, cool. When did he make this? What year do you think that was?
God. I don't remember. Is there any date on it? Sometimes they have the dates on them.
Just December 7th.
Yeah, what year?
Yeah, who knows?
I can't go by the model of the car either.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was living in Texas. He lived next door. That was a two flat up there. He lived in the top flat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Oh.
And that's Dick, my brother.
Okay.
And that's Dudley.
So did you have just two brothers?
No. Huh?
Did you just have two brothers, or were there more kids in your family?
More.
Yeah.
Here's that baby.
Oh, wow.
6'4". And this is me, Harry Campert.
Mm-hmm.
I was named after my grandfather. This is Dick Campert.
All boys in your family?
Huh?
All boys?
Yeah, and this is my brother.
Mm-hmm.
This is my brother-in-law.
Okay.
Married my sister.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you did have a sister?
Huh?
You had a sister, too?
I had a couple sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I got one that, a stepsister.
Mm-hmm.
She's still alive. She'll be here first part of December. Oh. She just went home here a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. She lives in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Oh, wow.
And she lost her husband a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. I lost my wife in 2010. Mm-hmm. I run the train. You know what the train is, don't you? The parade train?
Oh, the parade train, yeah.
Yeah. I run that for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I think in the last of the last century, mm-hmm. 1999, mm-hmm. in the 90s, I know I broke my hip the first year, I think, for a new century. Mm-hmm.
So did you go to school here in Barrington?
Not too much.
No?
Well, my father got sick. Mm-hmm. We had a farm. Mm-hmm. And, well, listen to the boys. Listen to the boys all grown up.
Mm, wow. And who are these women?
Well, that's my sister. Mm-hmm. That's my sister. Mm-hmm. It's my mother. That's a 6'4". Dudley. That's Dick. Mm-hmm. There's Mickey. Mm-hmm. He was born when my dad got sick. Mm-hmm. And I always told him that's what made him sick. Not very nice. You know, Dirty Harry.
Yeah.
That's Ruth. Mm-hmm. My mother's name is Ruth. I don't even know who that is.
My mother's name is Ruth, too.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I can't figure out who that is. That's me.
Yay!
There I am again. Mm-hmm. Someone missing there.
Got rid
of all the girls here.
Was this a party?
It was a get together of some kind. I forgot what.
Yeah.
Nothing was ever wrote down. And I only went to sixth grade, so I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't do much writing.
Did you work on the farm after that?
No.
No.
We had to sell all our machinery, and then that was during the Depression, and the state bank down here went closed on what little money we got for the equipment, you know. Mm-hmm. This is the early part of our lives.
Is that your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was before Mickey was born, man. Mm-hmm. That was enough, really.
So there was 5 kids all together?
Oh. 9, I think.
9. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But
so what did your parents do after they sold the farm?
Huh?
What did your parents do then after the farm was sold?
We had a sale and sold everything. Mm-hmm. And what little we got for it was during the Depression. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, I think it had something to do with my dad getting sick, you know. Mm-hmm. Because that spring, it rained and rained and rained. Couldn't get the crops in. And this gentleman farmer had horses. And the horses would keep the cows away from the water. Mm-hmm. So the cows weren't giving any milk. Mm-hmm. So I think he just blew up, you know. I think his picture's in there someplace. That's my uncle. That's Mickey. I had to quit school to take care of him. and then Mother May. So I got in 2 years of seventh grade. Mm-hmm. That's Sissy. That's Mickey. Mm-hmm. My mother. There's my dad. My mother called her brother, two brothers, to help her mm-hmm. when he got sick. Mm-hmm. And
do you know what he got sick with?
This guy stayed, but one of them went home. Mm-hmm. He's up in Wakanda. He dead now.
Yeah. Did he have tuberculosis, or do you know? Did your dad have tuberculosis, or?
No.
No?
No, he, they said it was, I don't know.
Something else?
His mom and, not his mom, but his family such that had a nervous breakdown is what they called it.
Yeah.
But he was a heavy smoker too. Mm-hmm. I remember he had bad teeth too. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I remember wooden pegs. You know, that's my mother's mother. There's the four Dutchmen, and my grandpa again.
So, did your wife grow up here in Barrington too?
Yeah, she was a farm girl.
Oh. So where did you meet her?
Huh?
Where did you meet your wife?
I was friends with a neighbor. I lived on Hillside Avenue at the time. And I went along with her. She had an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taken in the old Catlow Theater on Station Street.
Mm-hmm.
They had dance hall up above. And I was taking the money in, giving out the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the end of the dance, and I folded up. I don't know how I took care of the money. Well, anyway, I decided to dance a little bit towards mm-hmm. the end. And this house is my wife's grandparents' house.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to come and stay with them once in a while from the farm. And her sister lived, I think, across the street here.
Mm-hmm.
She was married. By the way, there were five of them, five girls.
Oh, wow.
Fine girls.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got a hold of her at the dance floor, and she was all dolled up. She'd borrowed her sister's green, fluffy dress or whatever it was. And the dance didn't last very long. And I never saw her again for about a week and a half or 2 weeks. And I was staying with two other guys down in the, you know, where Station Street goes this way, mm-hmm. Cook Street goes this way,
mm-hmm.
that corner there.
Mm-hmm.
The Poskies used to be on this corner.
Mm-hmm.
Kitty corner from there. I slept right up in here above a grocery store.
Mm. Okay.
This house was located here at one time. Mm-hmm. This house was moved here. It's a schoolhouse.
Oh, I didn't know that.
20 by 24.
Wow.
See? clear span.
Wow.
It had 10-foot ceiling in it. And it had four rooms, living room, bedroom, dining room, bedroom, bathroom, kitchen, back hall, pantry. It was small.
Do you know when it was built?
Huh?
When was it built? Do you know?
It was, I think it was moved from out of town, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't know. It's over 100 years old.
Wow.
By far.
Yeah.
It was a, I got a paper around here with a, I got a picture of it before I remodeled. Mm-hmm. I remodeled it.
Wow.
Grace and I were married in 36.
Mm-hmm.
But the grandparents were still living here. We were kind of their keepers until they died.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been here ever since.
Wow.
We did move in down in Dyer, Indiana for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I was a mechanic at Jewel. I learned how to run those machines that wrapped the coffee up in the three-layer carton.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a job with Lever Brothers. Mm-hmm. I was probably making $25 a week. I was $10 a week when I started. I was 15 years old. And I couldn't get any more money out of them. But, another mechanic went ahead of me and tried to talk me into going down to Hammond, Indiana, to Lever Brothers. That was Rinsel and Lifebuoy and Lux.
Mm-hmm.
And all the mechanics down there, I was probably making over 100 there, you know.
Wow.
That's an English company.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the service, I went over, went across by Liverpool there to see the factory.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see it from the inside because I could never get off there in the day.
Mm-hmm.
When I got out, when they let me out, I went over there, across the river or something.
Mm-hmm. So did you and your wife, you lived here ever since you were married?
Yeah. Ever since 36. That sign out there says our name out with 1936.
And did you have any children?
No.
No?
We raised a girl.
Mm-hmm.
A niece got remarried and
mm-hmm.
couldn't get along with the old man with the child already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't think about that.
Yeah.
And so that didn't turn out too good. Well, in the 70s, it wasn't easy raising a kid.
No.
We had a lot of fun until she started going to high school.
Mm-hmm. That's when the real trouble starts.
And she realized that her mother gave her up or something.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. She's down in New Mexico living by herself. Nobody lived with her.
Aww. Do you keep in touch at all? Do you keep in touch?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, she called me yesterday.
That's good. Okay. Let's see.
Before I forget it, I want to tell you about my uncle. That'd be my dad's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Was killed with a team of horses on Cuba Road, crossing the railroad tracks by 14 there.
Yeah. Oh, no.
When he was 16 years old. My brother told me the story, so I don't know when it was, but it's on the grave up there. I want to take you around the cemetery if I can, because there was three camper boys.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather,
mm-hmm.
and he had, I think it was his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He had the brother that's got the land where your, I think your library's on it.
Oh.
Went along with the Jewel property.
Okay. Wow. Isn't that neat?
And his name was Henry. This is Harry. And then there was here's Henry's land. Here's Harry's land. Here's Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, this kind of an L-shaped here.
Mm-hmm.
And Cuba would be out here then. But Joel bought this property. This property is that subdivision. You ever been back there where that lake is back there?
I don't think so.
Yeah. There used to be a big Christopher Columbus boat back there.
Really?
Yes, that point. Yeah. He was pointing.
Oh.
And it's all marble.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
On the front of a boat.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Blue and white. Porcelain-like. And I think it was marble.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It was in pieces. He had it shipped over from Italy in pieces.
Wow.
And assembled by the lake out there. And the vandals messed it all up, broke the finger off.
Aww.
And I don't know how much they had to do to it before he had it all shipped back, took down, shipped back. I'd like to have a picture of that if you ever run across one.
Yeah, that's neat. So when was that? When did they set it up there?
Huh?
How long ago was it there?
Oh, God. I took Harold Ledoux to show him that. And went around. Well, he come here with his daughter, so that was quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
He was single when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a grown daughter that wanted to go to the art school, mm-hmm. visit art school in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me up and asked me if I'd come and pick him up because he wanted to visit this later up in Tower Lake. It was her daughter that painted this. So this will finish that story on that. From that, where that site was, that boat was there. I can't remember if the boat was still there or not. But I kind of imagine it was. I don't see any interest in why I would take him around there unless it was to show him my grandpa's land or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I went around and showed him that building. Him and his daughter, Grace and I, we drove around. And he wanted to go up and visit this friend of his, like I said, this lady that's daughter painted that picture.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Her husband was an artist also, and that's how Harold and him were acquainted.
Oh.
And he wanted to go up and visit the widow. And they wanted us to come in and meet the lady. And went in there and I looked over As soon as I walked in, I see that picture in front of the TV. And I said, that looks like my grandfather's house. Mm-hmm. And I never seen it all beat up like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a picture of it in one piece. And it was an expensive house.
Mm-hmm.
And furniture was red velvet with gold braids hanging out from the corners. And, kids couldn't touch nothing. Then piano, and an isinglass heating stove.
Mm-hmm.
You could see the fire burning all the way around it. You know? Mm-hmm. Nickel plated.
Mm-hmm.
It must have cost a fortune. And doors that opened up to go to the parlor. You know? Mm-hmm. And the dining room, and then open doors, go to the parlor, and a piano in there. Had one of those things you look at two pictures, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we couldn't hold it. We just look at it off to one side, you know. And a panel stool, and we tried to get a ride on it, but that was prohibited too, you know. But then from there, my grandfather's barn and silo were still there.
Uh-huh.
Along 59.
Mm-hmm.
Just past where that guy stands there and directs traffic for the school.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit past him where the dips down. That's where the driveway went in. And the house is at the end of the driveway. And the barn was a little further north, and the silo was on the highway side. Well, we went up to Tar Lake, and like I said, we went up. And I spotted a sign, and she said, yeah, she painted that house down by Barrington.
Wow.
And no doubt there was my grandfather's house.
What a coincidence.
And Henry's house was on 59 right here on the edge of the road. Mm-hmm. I've been in that house. Henry had been dead before that time. Henry was born in 1850. And died in 1895, you know, 45 years. And he fathered 13 kids.
And that was your grandfather?
No, that's the grandfather's brother.
Oh, your great uncle.
Yeah, this is his brother.
Okay. 13 kids.
This is Henry, mm-hmm. This is Harry.
Okay.
And on the other side, past Cuba Road, on the other side of 59, the pavement for years just ended there at Cuba Road.
Wow.
We farmed on this side for a year.
Yeah.
And we moved away. That's when my dad got to the new farm. But what was his name? He had an old Franklin car. They're air-cooled engines. They didn't have a regulator.
Mm-hmm.
They cooled like motorcycles. I remember that car.
Did your family have a car when you were growing up?
Huh?
Did your family have a car?
We had a Model T.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow. We lived in Wisconsin for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Model T. That was our first car.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have, we were all team and horses, you know, before. I was about 6 years old when we got the car.
How many people could fit in the car?
It was a touring car. We had a mouse in front with the youngest one, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
my dad driving, and us kids stacked up in back. East Troy and McWanago, you ever hear of that place? Yeah. It's west of Milwaukee. Well, we moved around quite a bit before we finally ended back here. I wasn't away from very, very long. So I was born in Minnesota. Well, Dudley was born in Libertyville.
Oh, okay.
So somebody was asking him about himself, you know. Mm-hmm. He says, about Libertyville. How should I know? I was just a baby.
So, was he going to war here?
Huh?
Was this during the war?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in the Battle of the Bulge.
Wow.
I told him, I said, Grace and I are going to be cremated. He said, that's a good idea. He said, I haven't been warm since the Battle of the Bulge. He should have been a journalist, because he could really write. Mm-hmm. I could probably write too, but I can't spell.
Oh. My mom is the same way.
I didn't do enough of it, you know. Mm-hmm. I know I was trying to write a letter home from... I was in La Havre, France. Mm-hmm. And there comes the word "of," you know. Mm-hmm. I probably wrote it 100 times or 1,000 times, you know. But I couldn't think of it. Of. O-V-E. That's got to be.
Did you learn to speak any French while you were there?
A little bit. A little bit. Parlez-vous français. Qu'est-ce que c'est? That's what is it, man? Mm-hmm. Voulez-vous? Mm-hmm. Promenade? Mm-hmm. I learned more from my brother, I think. Mm-hmm. He come to visit me without a pass after the war was over. And they were going to send me to Japan. Oh. That just about did me in. I was over in England training to go when Japanese give up.
Got lucky.
And they dropped the bomb, you know. Mm-hmm. They forgot about fighting them. Mm-hmm. I said, I was on a problem. Already laid down with 10. Then they called us back out again and said, the war is over, you can go home, go back to the barracks if you want to, spend the night there. So everybody, whole outfit, just threw things together and went back. I was lucky enough to get a ride on a truck. The truck was going uphill, and was just barely going. Guys reached down and pulled me up in there.
Were you already married before? Were you married before you went to war? Yeah.
But I was working down south then too. But I couldn't get gas, couldn't get tires. You couldn't do nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought, the hell with them going in. Get it over with. Mm-hmm. But he didn't give up as soon as I got in. I thought maybe he would, you know.
Mm-hmm. So was your wife here in this house while you were gone?
Huh?
Was your wife here in this house while you were gone?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Did she have her family around here?
Yeah. Well, my sister lived next door.
Okay.
In fact, I spent most of my life here with sister-in-law on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
When I tell the guys that, they, oh, my God. Oh, I had good brother-in-laws. And,
mm-hmm.
It's the old table and beat up. Been up in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
She had a big dining room table about twice as big as this.
Wow.
Big chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody bought them.
Would you have family over?
Huh?
Would you use it when you had family over for holidays?
Had,
or?
Yeah, she had. All I got a hold of her was her grandfather was Mickey's age.
Oh. So this is the teacher that lived here?
Mickey, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was Mickey's age. His folks moved to Chicago, and he didn't want to go, so he stayed here with us.
Oh.
And this is all we had, you know. That part of the house wasn't here.
Oh.
So he slept on the, there's a stub wall on both sides here.
Mm-hmm.
And he slept on a couch here. But he slept here until he went in the service. And he got out of the service, and then when that Korean thing came up, they called him back in, and they put him in the Army. He was in the Navy
mm-hmm.
first time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they put him right back in again because he didn't serve much time the
mm-hmm.
first time. So... And then, so that was his grandchild, his teacher. She was 30, and she was here 5 years. So she had just had a birthday yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
I think yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So does she still teach around here?
Huh?
Is she still a teacher? Is she still a teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah? Does she teach here? Oh, Mountain Lake.
Round Lake.
Oh, Round Lake.
North.
Okay, yeah.
Mountain home is down Arkansas. That was my sister who was down there.
Mm-hmm. So let's see.
Well, I want to be sure and tell you about Paul. Getting killed. The horses run across the track, I suppose. The train probably knew the horse and scared him. And 16 years old, he was 16.
Mm-hmm.
He probably couldn't stop him. And
yeah.
Knew he'd get killed when he got home anyway if he didn't save the horses, you know.
Yeah.
Because they thought more about the horses than they did about people.
That's terrible.
Is there anything else that can think of?
So what did you do after the war? Where did you work at?
After the war?
Mm-hmm.
Oh... Well, I didn't want to go back down south
mm-hmm.
anymore. And my cousin, he was my buddy all my life. You must have seen that before, haven't you?
So they never found him?
Huh?
They never found him?
No. Never found anything.
No.
Well, they found the duffel bag, I guess.
Mm-hmm. How old was he?
Huh?
How old was he when he went missing? He looks young in this picture.
Yeah, He's a little younger than I am, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe a year or so. Wow. That happened in 54, I think.
Mm-hmm.
1954.
Okay.
So I was born in 15.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably born in 16. Mm-hmm. So how old would he be? 16 from 54.
So in his late 30s.
Huh?
Late 30s. Close to 40. Late 30s.
I don't think so.
No.
30s, maybe.
30s, yeah. His late 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was about 30 when I got home.
Okay.
And that Korean thing come up pretty soon after World War II, didn't it?
So you were...
He was the bombardier. Him and I were a kid playing in the woods or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was going to take 2 years of college so he'd get an Air Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. Well, he washed out. They wouldn't make a pilot out of him. They made a bombardier out of him. So he went to college for nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't go because I had no education.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
So you have
4 kids. They lived across the street here.
Wow.
They would have bought the house across the street with their insurance. Mm.
So did you said you worked for him?
Huh?
You worked with him?
Yeah, we started a block plant.
Oh.
Concrete block plant. Mm-hmm. I think the store is here, isn't it, someplace? Mm-hmm. On this side?
You might have skipped over that part. Mm-hmm. Oh, right here. Co-owner of the New Block Co. Inc. on South Hager Avenue with his cousin, Harry Campert.
Mm-hmm. That was really, because he was supposed to do the office work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here I had to take directions for jobs, you know,
mm-hmm.
where the blocks were going.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I closed it down and I took on some relation. And he said there was no money in it and I could see it coming too.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how can you get rid of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get a name camper, but they did. They named a meadow there, a 40-acre meadow. You're up in the. You ever go up in the treehouse?
No.
Have you ever been in there?
Mm-mm.
You don't go over there.
No.
Yeah. But there's a big meadow there, 40 acres.
Mm-hmm.
They named it Federal Camper Meadow, I guess.
So what did you do after the plant shut down?
Huh?
What did you do for work after the plant shut down?
I went to work for a block plant.
Mm-hmm. A different one?
My competition over in Elgin.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we were always friends, you know. But
mm-hmm.
When we got home from the war, there was no building material.
Mm-mm.
They shipped everything over the seas, you know. Except cement blocks. Well, there's a lot of guys in the cement block business. So there's a lot of them went bankrupt, you know. So the fact is, I had a cement silo that I sold at the end. I had bins of the material, you know. And I'm wondering, remember that guy that just, that officer that just killed himself up in Fox Lake? Said by a cement factory. And I'm wondering if that ain't the same. Fox Lake had a block plant right in town. And I remember my silo sitting at that block plant. And then all of a sudden it was gone. The whole block plant was gone. And I'm just wondering if that was where that happened. I don't know. I don't know what kind of a cement block factory it was, you know. I kind of think that that's what it was.
So did you work there until you retired?
What?
Did you work there until you retired? Or did you go to work somewhere else after that?
Oh, no, I retired from the Elgin.
You retired from there?
Valley Block. They were guys that were in the service. And they started a block plant in St. Charles. And then this block plant in Elgin, they bought it. And they had the two. He broke his leg. First time, he asked me to come down to the old block plant until he shut it down, you know. I didn't want to get back in the block. Anywhere near a block plant. But I retired from there. They told me, you don't want to retire. Guys die in a couple of years, so you retire. That was 1980.
Wow.
1980.
Wow.
I walked out. Called me back a couple of times.
And that was it? And that was it? You didn't go back?
Well, when they asked me to help them out, they went back, you know.
Well, that was nice.
And the machine is run by hydraulics. And they put a new, the oil had air in it. It was white from going through the getting air and the pressure and everything. And they called me back. They put a new pump on and lost a day's production. They finally called me. And as soon as I see it, the oil, the oil was white. I said, well, you got a leak someplace. Sucking air. Sucking air. Or it wasn't, you know. The pipes, it sucks the oil up into the pump. I had to take it off and it broke off. It's cracked. There's just a little holding it up there. They couldn't see it, you know. You couldn't see it. It was underneath the thread like, you know. When I messed with them, I broke off.
Oh, no.
That's all it was.
Yeah.
And things like that, you know. They stumped them. I went back a few times.
Okay. Well, any other stories that you wanted to make sure we talked about? Was there anything else you wanted to make sure you...
Oh, boy. That's all that I know of. I'd like to get this You see pictures of that train?
I don't think so. But there's pictures on here?
Huh?
There's picture. Is this pictures on here? Or is this
it'll be in there.
Yeah.
It'll be on there.
Okay.
But it's made out of a plastic barrels.
Oh.
Plastic barrels and Weber grills. All surplus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I got 6 cars and an engine.
Mm-hmm.
The engine is my mower.
Mm-hmm.
It's made to look like a steam engine.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids just love it. It's got seats in it, cockpit.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Barrel.
Yeah.
Here's my nephew worked for the Tribune, and he put that in there.
Oh, cool.
That's me, too.
Oh, wow. So you had a motorcycle? Was that your motorcycle?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had one like this,
mm-hmm.
different color, but...
So would your wife ride on your motorcycle with you?
She didn't go for too much.
No.
The wild cap came off, and she was all dressed up, white shirt on, and
mm-hmm.
riding breeches and boots. And
mm-hmm.
wild cap came off. We lived in Dyer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Come through Chicago and got oil all over her white shirt.
Oh, no. So you would take your dog on rides?
Huh?
You would take your dog for rides?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that.
Oh, he just loved it.
Did he?
Race bought me a little farm dog.
Uh-huh.
A little bundle of fur. In fact, we wrapped it up in a blanket and took it in to my ma, mm-hmm. and she thought we had a baby.
Thank you. Well, here we go. That's where they talk about naming the park after.
Huh?
That's where they talk about naming the park after your cousin. Ted.
What's it say?
Says, the Meadows will be named after Captain Ted Campbert.
I don't know. I have to read it.
That's okay.
Over to see what.
Mm-hmm.
This is all for my 100th birthday.
Wow.
I just wanted to get this picture out of here.
So fun.
That was last year.
Oh, I bet the kids just love it.
Huh?
I bet the kids love it.
Yeah.
It looks really fun.
Aww. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'd like to get the popular mechanics to run it.
Yeah.
So old guys that make them for their kids, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because of I was going to show you. These are Weber grills here, see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hash pit. It just covers up where the holes were for the leg. The legs on the Weber grill.
Yep.
And then I got the covers on the back.
Wow. So you made all those?
Yeah.
Wow.
I made 12 of them all together.
Holy cow.
The only thing that you have to buy is the wheels that are expensive.
And is this a lawnmower?
Yeah. I got it electric now. Mm-hmm. I even got a remote.
Oh, wow.
Open that. Mm-hmm. I had that in my helmet. I wanted to. Yeah. That's the way it looks in the inside without the seat.
Okay.
The seat sits on top of this.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. And that's the footboard in the end of the barrel.
Aw. That looks so fun. So do you take different kids? You go for a ride and you pick up some more kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw. We had for the last 3 years now, we have block party.
Mm-hmm.
And I run that thing for 3 hours on the batteries.
Wow.
Taking kids around them.
Yeah.
You can turn around in the middle of the block, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It almost comes back to the end.
Wow.
It almost makes a circle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like you're on a train track. Cute.
And I got a bell on it. I had smoke coming out of my engine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, out of the sides here, too, of the sides of the cylinders.
Mm-hmm.
These things go up and down like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go around on the wheel there.
Very cool.
That's out in the garage there in the back.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got three of them. Back against the wall like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a shelf and put three on top of the shelf.
Oh.
And I drive the tractor in here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's so cool. And I got balloons on all of them.
Mm-hmm. So you do that for the 4th of July?
Huh?
You do it for the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it just out here on your block?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
But do people come from other places?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they got twins and a girl right across the street, and then they got friends.
Mm-hmm.
They got two little girls here. Mm-hmm. It's Halloween.
Is that from this year?
Yeah. Huh?
Is that from this year?
Yeah.
Aww.
That's me.
Yeah. That's
and
so cute.
That's next door over here.
Mm-hmm.
My sister-in-law's name was Caroline there.
Mm-hmm.
It was Florence over here.
Mm-hmm.
Florence and Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was Grace.
Mm-hmm.
She's still got a sister-in-law, Shirley,
mm-hmm.
but she's not, she's up there pretty high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And her oldest sister, I was working on her toilet when she tipped over.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh. They're very
cute.
Little
girls are,
they're cute.
They're really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And a little daredevil.
Yeah. Does she go for, they go for rides on here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they really loved that when they first came here. It's old now here.
No.
There's Grace.
And that's in this Blonde. House? Is that here in this house?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cute.
I thought it was...
Your Christmas tree.
Look at the legs.
Yeah. Nice.
Here's me when I was 16.
Oh, you had a motorcycle all the way back then. Yeah. Wow.
It's a 101, and I'm printer 101.
Whoa.
101 motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
Indian.
Yeah. Wow. So did you have a car, too, or you just rode your motorcycle everywhere?
No, I don't think I had a car then.
You just rode your motorcycle?
That was my first.
Did you ride it even in the winter?
Huh?
Even when in the winter time?
Well, I must have had a car.
Yeah.
That time
winter. Where, yeah.
I didn't have that very long.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you went into the service?
Well, I must have been 28 or
okay.
27, 28.
Mm-hmm. So it was a while after this.
They kept me for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is before Hitler knew I was in there.
Yeah.
No, I think. I think I actually lived in a good era.
Mm-hmm.
And it was tough, but
mm-hmm.
didn't know any better.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody was in the same boat.
Yeah.